Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby, Tone.
Is it working?
What are we looking like on YouTube?
It's a good question.
We're working on YouTube.
Oh, I forgot to click the button back here. Yeah, okay,
wait. That'd be sweet.
We are on YouTube. We are going to play the show as normal.
What the fuck?
I'm Tone Diggs. That's Papa Gumpino. He's Canadian Sensation. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Yeah, he was. He was one at one point. He was.
You guys are.
I know we are. I know we are.
I'm trying to figure out how to get it on the screen again because we messed up the screen.
It's okay. It's okay, Mitt.
You're all
right. It's okay, Mitt.
Carry on.
Also joining us today is fucking Max Play Flapjack Bruce.
What's going on, dude? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Having a good day.
Nice. Glad to have you here. Yeah. Thank you for helping us.
Thank you for having me, dude. It's always an honor.
Mitt?
I have no idea what happened to HDMI 1, but it's not working for the TV. So.
Appears to be dead.
Hilarious. But also, you thought you had a chance, that the Cowboys had a chance to get Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, I wanted Bobby Wagner on the Cowboys really fucking bad, actually. I thought he'd sign like a one-year deal.
Sorry, he's going to the Rams.
Yeah, well, the greatest player of Utah State history is going to the Rams. Good fucking job. Thanks, Jerry. Go and get somebody.
They can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they signed.
I can't, dude.
I don't know.
Sorry, dude. I'll be excited to see what PMI odds tells us if the odds change on that one.
Oh, yeah, no.
Hey, bad spot here.
I'll get on that. I mean, probably a slight move. Linebackers, I feel like, you know.
Probably.
You think it's a big signing, but doesn't move the needle as much.
Absolutely shocked if the odds change.
Yeah, I mean, there is like just a lot of reasons to respect the Rams. I think you know, with the Bills kind of sitting there at plus 650, it's kind of interesting looking at the prices for the other, you know, shorter favorites in that futures market. But it's tough to have that money tied up for so long, you know?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the Rams, they're already favorites in the division. They were already second in the NFC.
Yeah.
Tied with the Packers. So I doubt there's much movement there. How was last night?
Association was good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. On the association?
I might have fallen back in love with the NBA,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, I mean, what were we? Who's money? Charlotte Moneyline.
Yep.
Dallas Moneyline.
Yep.
That was a good game, actually, for a while until it wasn't.
Yep.
I was on the Memphis, and they were up by 13 at half and then 7 in the fourth quarter, and then that one got real tight at the end. We didn't end up covering that one. And then a missed free throw at the end of Suns. Didn't cover by half on that one.
Celts lost.
Celts did lose. Fucking Miami took it home there.
Tell you what, I do like the Celtics being in the fourth or the third spot. Oh, yeah, but I do not want that number one seed.
No.
If you are in the East, you do not want to be in that number one
spot. That may factor into maybe some betting tonight. So we'll think about that. Yeah, Dallas covered. Denver.
Denver.
They were up 43-15 after the first.
Yeah, I watched that game. The Pacers did not miss a fucking shot in the third quarter, and then I ended up doubling down. They brought it within one. I doubled down on my Denver bet, and they covered like, I don't know, I think they won by like six. They ended up not covering the actual game spread.
Washington took it to Orlando, so good thing we stayed away from that one, pal.
Raptors, I knew. I should have taken them.
Against
they
Minnesota.
The T-Wolves. Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, like we said, Sacramento. It pushed against Houston. OKC did not cover against Atlanta. The Phoenix and Golden State, that one, Golden State by half. And then New Orleans.
Yeah.
Did not cover against Portland, though.
No.
They won by 10, did not cover. That was a big one.
Sweet CJ McCollum back in Portland. It was a sweet.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So that was last night in the association. We'll do the association tonight. We have the NIT tonight. Championship.
Go on.
Are you excited about that one?
The Basketball Classic Championship as well.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
They're both tonight.
At the same time. I didn't even handicap that one.
Ooh.
We're going to have to do it live.
I mean, I'm ready. I mean, I'm... Jeez. That Texas A&M Xavier line stinks to high hell.
It does.
That 4.5 is a lot.
It does. Before we get to that, last night on the ice, 3 overtime games.
Fucking Coilers.
Yeah. What? Peg gets a win in the shootout.
They had a goal. They had a goal brought back, too.
I know.
It was 4-3.
Rangers get a win in the OT. Coilers get a win in the shootout. Cougars in St. Louis was a good game.
Cougars didn't have it.
Coyotes over San Jose. And then Knights getting hot again?
I don't need that. I mean, the Stars are only 1 point back with 4 in hand. So I'm not too worried, but Stars got a big game tonight. Got to keep winning.
Tonight I've got plays in the NIT, the NBA, and the NHL.
Hell yeah.
What do you got, pal? You got the same?
And the fucking classic, of course.
And the classic. And the classic, obviously.
Yeah.
Bruce has got a whale play somewhere. I can't wait to find out what sport that's in.
I think I'm going head-to-head with the
Valero. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll find out what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on in the Valero? Do you got a pick that we can still make? You got a live bet?
Yeah, I mentioned it on Monday, but I'm on Maverick McNeely and Johnny Vegas. So, yeah, I like Maverick McNeely, probably the best of the two.
Okay.
Kind of a win to make the field in the Masters. He was playing really well in match play and is kind of, you know, a pretty good player that is a little bit lesser known.
Pal, can I – I don't want to ruin your day.
What do you got?
Basketball Classic.
What?
It's tomorrow.
They moved it?
3 p.m. tomorrow.
What?
3 p.m.?
What, the gym flood?
What it says on FanDuel.
We get these kids some fucking respect.
Come on. Hey, a little matinee, though. A little pick-me-up, a little live watch-along tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Union Berlin tomorrow, dude. We were set. What the fuck?
You got 2 TVs.
When did they move it?
I don't know. Are you sure it was moved? Sure it wasn't always Friday at 3 p.m.?
It was fucking Thursday at 7 o'clock, as far as I knew.
Are you sure?
This one here says 6 p.m.
Yeah, Friday at 6.
Oh, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Push
back to Friday. Here we go.
How come?
Hold the phone.
The gym flooded.
What happened?
Coastal.
Is that what happened?
No, I'm just...
Oh, there is actually severe storms.
Issues with the charter.
There are... In the Carolinas right now, there's a bunch of tornado warnings and stuff like that.
Their bus broke down.
Charter bus or charter plane?
They don't fly. They just bus.
Fresno?
Come on.
From Fresno to Carolina?
Yeah. That's why it took... They played on Monday. That's why it wasn't until Thursday. They had to fucking drive 3 days.
No, they're not.
Yeah, dude.
Taking the Amtrak.
It says right here.
No, it doesn't, dude.
It does. 3 p.m.
They're
Pacific.
Not fucking driving a bus from Fresno.
Hey, tell you what. I
they're not busing across the country. There's no way.
Why do you think the game's delayed, dude?
Cause I'm saying weather.
Yeah, and the bus broke down because of the weather.
Fucking,
I'm not mad at a Friday 6 p.m. final. I'm good with that. The game should have never been at the same time. These are standalone games.
I agree.
And we still got Union Berlin tomorrow.
We still do have Union Berlin tomorrow.
If Union Berlin loses tomorrow, I might.
So where do you want to start?
I don't know.
You want to start in the let's use our brains. Let's start with the championship game.
Okay.
The NIT. The creme de la creme. Xavier, A&M, down to 4.5. Obviously, we've talked about it through the entire NIT. So if you don't know by this point, Texas A&M is hotter than a couple rats fucking in a wool sock. Okay?
That's a lot.
Their trends are hot. They've been hot. 9-1 in their last 10. Xavier's 5-5. Texas A&M was pissed they weren't in the tournament.
I have a concern, though.
Show me. Tell me.
So it's an interim coach with Xavier?
Yeah, true. They're hot. They're hot with the interim.
Feels like a lot of these boys are playing like they don't know what's going to happen next year.
Okay.
That being said,
here's my issue.
I've been back and forth on this game fucking 20 times.
When I look at this statistically,
I've cashed out 3 times already. I bet both sides. I bet fucking Texas twice. I cashed out, took Xavier, and I cashed that out.
When I look at it statistically, I kind of like Xavier.
Yes.
But when my heart tells me it's A&M.
Yes.
Offense, defense, I feel like Xavier has a slight advantage, but and then there's this little stat that pops up to me. Texas A&M defense, number 3 in steals in the country. Xavier's number 234 in protecting the ball. Is that going to be a difference? Maybe. On the other side, Xavier's 75th in stealing the ball on defense. Texas A&M's 293 in protecting it. So, like, not much better there. I'm telling you, you're not going to like what I'm doing. But I'm going to do it.
What are you doing?
Under?
Under 137 and a half.
I mean,
I like both defensive teams here. Now, the only thing I don't like is they're both in the top 100-ish as far as pace is concerned. So, I mean, it does worry me. It's still it's a lower total. A&M's unders 5-0 in the last five. 5-0 is a favorite. 5-0 and against teams with a winning record. Under one, Tony Unders is back.
There he is.
I don't like taking totals on college basketball games, but here we are.
That's not a bad hill to die on. I'm not. Well, you don't like a side. That, no, but one last time, I'll die with the Aggies.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Damn.
I'll lay it. They've been better.
They have.
They've been on a run since the end of the year. Has Xavier beat anybody good? I don't think so. I still do not like the number. I would have liked it at maybe we could get it money line, you know, for a final. Sure. But I'll ride with the Aggies -4.5.
Okay. Anyone in the back have anything on the NIT game tonight?
I actually like the under as well, Tony. Kind of last game of the year.
Is this Bruce's play of the year, or is it for a different one?
At MSG is not my play of the year. I actually don't bet total, so I will take a shot at Jameson and Xavier +4.5.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mitt, anything?
No, I will definitely say fuck these kids on this one.
Jesus, oh, man.
Come on.
What's this guy's fucking problem?
Scholarship.
I have
dude.
Never. I thought
you were supposed to take him under his wing.
The NIL.
My
I thought
wing?
You were.
Yeah.
I thought you were technically his direct report.
No.
Hell no. And
Mitt?
Why do you guys keep asking me to try and bet these college games? You know I don't care about any of these
All
kids.
I care about is the fucking HDMI 1, Mitt.
Nobody told you to HDMI 2's working. Nobody told you.
Yeah, is this TV nobody, off?
I have no fucking idea, and nobody can actually see that fucking TV on the YouTube, so can we stop talking about it?
Gumpy uses it as his fucking
That's
point of
eyes.
Reference for the show.
Yeah.
Well, look to your left for half a second.
Wow. I mean, this kid, Whoa. I mean, he's got an attitude problem.
There we go.
Whoa. He said, fuck That's those fine. Kids.
No, just carry on.
I mean, this guy is...
I mean, you guys just keep asking me about the NIT. You know I'm going to say I don't care.
Just, you know, jeez, dude. Just wanted to see if you had a bet. You're it's right. a betting show, so just wanted to see if you quit cared. We won't ask for your opinion anymore.
All right, keep pushing the triggers.
It's unbelievable, man. Do you believe this? I was going to go to the association, but I'm going to give him some time to settle down. You know? Pa?
That's good.
You look into your left fucking all right. Let's go to the ice.
Carry on.
How did we feel about the ice tonight? I got two plays.
60-minute line.
260 minutes on the ice.
Yeah,
tonight.
I feel you.
There's a decent amount of games. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 games on the night. Let's start it with Boston and Jersey. Jersey is in Boston. Boston's coming off a loss, which they had been very, very hot before this. 60-minute, I got a 145. I don't know where it's at now.
150.
150.
The B's?
Yeah, B's, 60-minute.
155.
Ugh. Still.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they bounce back.
They have to.
You can't fucking lose to the Devils after getting smacked by the Leafs poke at home.
100%. I think they bounce back tonight. So Bees is one of my plays.
All right.
The Peg, who played last night, I believe, going into Toronto. They're plus 203 on the money line. 7-3 in their last 10. Toronto's 6-3-1 in their last 10. I thought about taking the Peg here. Plus 200. Yeah. Plus $2. Plus $2. I didn't want to do it off of back-to-back, though.
Who's in net for the Leafs?
Swayman.
Fucking Leafs.
I mean, when else are you going to do it, though? Who cares about the back-to-back? That's some good trends there.
Don't fucking, hey. All right, fine. I'll take the Jets plus 1.5, minus 120 on the puck line.
Eric Colgreen's in net.
Who?
Eric Colgreen. Comrie's in net for the Jets, though. He hasn't played much. 8-2-1, though.
Yeah, give me the Jets plus the 1.5 on the puck line.
Oof.
That's plus 1.5 puck line.
I'll stay away from that one.
Staying away from that
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Jets are hot.
Yeah, I mean, the Leafs are hot too. Leafs playing good puck, probably best they played all year.
Oh, I mean, I shouldn't be worried about it. I mean, I should worry about the travel was nice, though. They went from Buffalo to Toronto. What is that?
Yeah.
20-minute bus ride across the fucking falls?
You think these guys are taking the bus?
See a dog that hot, you got
to
put some...
I mean, if they're going from Buffalo to Toronto, maybe.
Fuck, game might be pushed back.
I mean, the teams the Jets have beat recently, not great.
Win's a win. All you can beat is what's in front of you.
True. The Leafs, on the other hand, beat Boston and Florida back-to-back.
I mean, that is impressive.
It's very impressive. Let's remember that I didn't have the Peg puck line on my original betting board. This isn't added.
It's a good ad.
So good ad. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Florida is minus $3.45 on the money line.
Even 60-minute line is, what, 190?
Too much. Fuck against Chicago. Off. So out on that one. The Isles are minus $2 against the struggling Blue Jackets. I don't want to lay that much for the Isles, though. The Isles are barn burners.
Yeah, I'm good.
Jesus. The Caniacs are almost minus $4 against the Habs tonight.
Wow.
Think about taking your boys?
The Habs?
Yeah.
No, the Habs are, you know, plus 340, plus 2.5. They didn't cover 2.5 against Florida the other night.
So you're staying away?
Yeah, I'm good.
Here's an interesting one. The Wild are welcoming the Pittsburgh Penguins into town. Casey DeSmith is in net for the Pens.
Yeah.
Wild are 8-1-0-1 in their last 10. Pens 6-3-0-1. I didn't want to jinx this one, so I stayed away.
Yeah, if there's a side to be on, it feels like it would be the Wild.
Okay.
I'm good, though.
Yeah, you don't want to back up tender going into Minnesota.
No.
Billy Guerin's going to have some emotions in this one.
Billy G's an absolute legend.
Another big one. Colorado is...
These lines are fucking
$3.37 favorites over the Sharks, who last night lost to the Yotes.
Is it the Yotes?
Or no, who lost to the Yotes last night? Was it them?
Who'd the Kraken lose? Oh, Kraken lost to Vegas.
Yeah. Was it the Yotes last night? Am I wrong?
They lost to the Yotes?
Last night, yeah. Yotes beat them 5-2.
Jeez.
That's impressive. That's very impressive.
So, and their own... Oh, you can get the Avalanche puck line minus 140. I don't like laying a favorite on the puck line. But I feel like if Nick was here, he'd think about it.
Yeah, back-to-back. Or did Colorado play last night?
No, the Sharks did, though.
Why is this so short?
And on the puck line, it's short.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 60 minutes. 60 minute minus 220.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, if you want to lay the 1.5.
Fill your boots.
Minus 140, go ahead. But,
fill your boots, my friend.
I'm not going to. Kings, another huge one. They go into Calgary. They're $2.50 dogs.
I did not realize the Kings were in the playoffs.
They're in the playoff race?
Yes.
I did not either.
Yes. Head of Vegas and the Stars.
It doesn't feel as if the books respect them with this pricing. Does it feel like that to you?
Not at all. You
want to take a flyer on them?
Not at all. No, I'm good.
This one I thought was short. Last game of the night.
Oh, don't say that.
Texas hockey.
What are you doing?
Going into Anaheim.
Who's in that? Is it
Anaheim?
Reggie?
Anaheim is 0-8, 1-1 in their last 10.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Texas hockey is 7-1 in their last 8 as a road fave. 4-1 ATS their last 5 overall. Anaheim, it's not been good. It's not been good at all
on the road. 16-16.
Yeah, but I just read you ATS. 7-1 ATS their last 8 as a road fave. I got Stars 60-minute money line at -110 this morning.
Yeah,
and I'll be taking it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I gotta do it. Got to win, boys. Got to keep fucking winning.
All right. I'm going to risk something here. Mitt, do you have any NHL tonight?
No, Tony. I do not have any NHL.
Because you don't care or just because you don't?
I have only bet NHL games if I've thought they were hype games and okay. I randomly wanted to jump on them.
No hype games tonight?
No.
Okay. I respect your honesty.
Any other way that you want to try and derail this program? Well, or are we going to the association now?
Tonight in the NHL, I have a B's 60-minute money line. Jets, +1.5 puck line. Stars, 60-minute money line.
I have Stars 60-minute, Bruins 60-minute.
Okay.
That is all.
You don't want to jump on the peg that you talked me into?
No, I didn't. That was fucking Bruce. Bruce fucking talked you into that.
Sorry about that. I'll take the Wild, and I'm just kind of intrigued by it. Ducks +1.5.
You're a piece of shit, dude.
He wants to go to war every fucking game tonight.
What's the deal with the Wild, too?
Jari's out.
It is a good bet. Okay. Dismiss stinks.
All right.
Looks like. I mean, if we're talking about the Pens and no one's betting on the Pens, All right, I'll take the Wild.
Okay.
Devils, Leafs, Blackhawks, Islanders, moneyline.
Let's say we go to the association.
Hell yeah.
It's a bad one tonight.
5 games. First one. Sixers are in Detroit. Is it still 10.5?
I have it at 9.5.
Okay, well, it was 10.5 this morning. I'm taking the Pistons on an auto bet.
Mm-hmm.
Pal, will you please remind the viewers what the Pistons have done in March?
They have covered every game in March, and we are still in March. This is the last day of March.
Correct.
You figure they should go send it off in style.
I will put this one out there. They have not been winning very many games in March.
They don't have to win this one.
No.
I got them at 10.5. They are. I know specifically in March. They are 12-0-1 in March as pups.
Yeah. I mean, and you expand it out, they're 32-0 at home at the spread. So
what?
You go even further.
Is that
a false statement?
A lie?
No, but they're winning like 65-70%. But hyperbolically, they never, ever.
Don't hyperbolic chamber us, dude.
They don't not cover the spread in Detroit.
Okay. So the streak will continue, and we will have a perfect March. Or they will lose by 11. And the streak will be ruined for March.
I will be on this game plus the 9.5.
Okay.
It does worry me that it's not like a 12 or something, but this Pistons team in March has been a team of destiny covering the spreads here.
They really were
+3 against New York like 2 games ago. The Knicks won by 2. It was unbelievable. This team's on. They are hot right now.
Covering destiny.
Yeah. It's also worth looking out for next year. It's usually like that's the team that takes the step forward.
And on the other side, it's not like the Sixers have been world beaters as of late.
No.
Very up and down.
Very up and down.
Up and down.
Very, very, very up and down. I could rattle off some trends to prove that, but I don't have to. Now, it feels as if there's some dissension in the room on this game.
Ooh.
This is Bruce's fucking.
Bucks are going
max play Bruce
to Brooklyn.
There are 3 different plays on this game just from this room here.
Okay. They're both 7-3 in their last 10. They sit in much different playoff situations. The Bucks are in second right now in the East.
Yes, sir.
The Nets are in eighth. I was kind of worried, are the Bucks going to, you know, try to avoid getting the one seed so they don't have to face the Nets in the first round? But the Bucks went out and put it kind of, you know, they gave it their all the other day against Philly. So I don't think I am worried about that. I'm going to take the plus two here.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Why don't you let Bruce fucking join you first?
Go, bro.
Yeah, I'm also.
Was this your max play?
Yeah, this is a play of the month on the 31st here. I absolutely love the Bucks plus two tonight. One little trend that I noticed was that the Bucks are 5-2 since Brooks Lopez came back, mm-hmm. and both of those losses, Giannis was out one of them, and Drew Holiday was out the other. All healthy, 5-0 run. So
big Brook Lopez. Okay.
Hey, not a
Brooks Koepka, just Brooke.
It's not like Brooks?
No, just Brooke.
Who cares? Brooklyn's winning this game. It does not matter. Brooklyn has to win this game to stay in it. So we're going to go Brooklyn minus two here.
Cap off.
You want to put your 2 cents in here, Paul?
You got anything?
Brooklyn Nets money line for all the fucking hype, boys. Ah!
Come on! Let's fucking go!
Let's fucking go! I also love the under here. It's like 240. Let me look at it again. 243.5 is what it's at right now. It's heavy number. So high.
That's a heavy number.
Yeah. And I mean,
I think I'm going to jump on you that one.
Both these teams have played recently. The number's so high because they think that, obviously, they have stars. They think there's going to be no defense played in this game, I guess. I don't know. I have no clue why this number is at what it is. Well, I am all over the under.
Let me check something before we move on. It is a TNT game, too.
Yes, and it is a TNT Thursday. I have a TNT parlay for this game.
Okay, before we get there, Mitt, you're under. The first game was 231.
Yes, sir.
The second game was 230. The last game, 249. So it did go over. But I agree. I'll under 243.5.
I have that, yep.
I'll jump on that with you.
And then I also have a same game parlay. Make sure you go in and opt in if you're going to do this one.
Hell yeah.
Go in and opt in so you can get your $10 back, win or lose. I got the under of 243.5. I just clicked on the game, so then it just fucked up the entire thing. I got the Brooklyn Nets minus the two. I have Kevin Durant first basket. I have Kevin Durant's over 30.5 points. I have Kyrie scoring 30+ and Giannis to score 35. Seth Curry 3+ made threes. No wonder this is so big of odds because I have the under and a bunch of overs. I did not think about that.
You know what else you didn't think about?
What?
Say, okay, game tips off. KD gets the first basket.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Okay, super pumped. All this other stuff happens. Okay? And then the Nets win by a point. Are you going to be like, fuck, I should have taken the money line?
Yes.
There you go.
What were the odds on this on that bad, Larry?
This is plus. High. This is like $10 for like 4,000.
Yeah, hell yeah. Venti ice parlate.
This is a TNT Thursday nice $10 lottery ticket that you're gonna go ahead and get right back. We're fine.
I love it.
I really should have thought that one through. Yeah, no wonder.
You're better when you shoot from the hip.
Yep. So Bucks Nets loser shaves their beard, right?
Absolutely not.
Nah, zero chance.
That's, I mean, we're not shaving our beards it's over a fucking Thursday night regular season the NBA fuck game.
TNT, dude.
We fucking sat here and watched fucking England and Italy battle it out, dude. We ain't shaving for fucking.
No, we wouldn't even do it for that.
I don't
that.
Know, dude. I thought it was a cap off, but I guess that was,
it's not.
That was my
mistake. Don't try coming on this program and doing that, okay? Hawks are 6-point favorites at home to the Cavs.
Fuck off.
Love it. I'm taking the Hawks here. I'm on full turned. Yeah, I've turned full fade Cavs mode.
5.5.
Mm-hmm. 5.5 now.
That's better for me then. I got him at 5.5.
Are the Clips still plus 3.5 against the Bulls?
Clips are plus. I took them at plus 2. I don't know what they're at right now. And I'm also taking the Clippers plus 2 against the Bulls. Paul George is playing. So let's go. I'm fading the two teams that really got me to where I wanted in the middle of the season, but they also left me out to dry. So let's go.
It's true.
I took this at plus four.
That's what it opened at, I think,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I'll take it at plus two, I suppose, but...
Clips?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are betting the Clippers here because it did go from four to two, but I'm still going to ride it. I think it's a good bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick with it.
What's this? Did this line move? 13.5 still.
That's there. That fucking stinks to high hell.
What does?
66% of the money, 60% of the bets are on the Bulls, and we're fucked.
Wait, yeah, so who's what? Out for
that's
the Bulls?
Reverse,
what's going on?
That's called reverse.
No, dude, the Bulls have just honestly sucked. The only player that's been out is Lonzo, and like defensively they have been probably the worst team in the league.
It's a short price. Give me the Bulls money line.
All right, good luck.
Lakers are 13.5 point dogs going into Utah. No, Tone Davis. LeBron apparently could maybe try to give it a go in pregame.
No, LeBron went home, dude.
Oh, I thought I heard a different report.
Davis might try and give it a go, and then he got ruled out. LeBron went home, so they're trying to get I'm actually being serious. LeBron went home to go and get treatment in LA, and he's not on the road trip anymore with the team. They're trying to I'm actually being serious. They're trying to have LeBron and AD play the last, like, I think it's five games of the season so they can make sure they get into the play-in and then make a run.
Okay.
So they're trying to gear up for that. We're going to shoot up a couple prayers that it works. But until then, good luck, Russ, I guess. He's been playing pretty good.
Woj got me. So 2 hours ago, he tweeted, LeBron is hopeful to test out his ankle sprain and try to make return to the lineup tonight. And then also 2 hours ago. LeBron is returning to LA.
Did Wendy actually say this?
What did Wendy say?
LeBron's career operates in four-year increments. He wears his team out. I call it organizational fatigue.
Wendy said that?
Wendy who?
Wendy.
Who is this Wendy character?
Brian
Windhorst, dude.
The guy who lives in LeBron's basketball court?
He's from Akron. He's like wrote about him coming up.
Oh no, I didn't know that's what you called him. Wendy? I thought you were talking about a girl, like Wendy's.
No, Wendy. Like Wendy. The wind. Oh, he's never said anything bad.
No, dude, that's bad. That's bad, actually. Seriously.
Listen, you can do a lot of things, Mitt. And I'll just give you a pass, a general pass. You can do a lot of things. You can say what you want. You can bet on who you want, and it doesn't matter. Don't come in here and act. Like, fucking Wendy isn't the best basketball writer in the last 20 years, okay? I won't take any Wendy slander.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just got the wrong Wendy. Seriously, I thought they were talking about Wendy's, like the red-haired drive-thru.
Wendy's. We're talking about Wendy, who does love Wendy's mayo on his junior bacon cheeseburgers, okay? Lay off fucking Wendy, dude.
Sorry, I didn't know who he was.
Thank you, Tom.
I mean, I knew it was coming. You talk about Wendy like that in this office, and you are asking for it.
Isn't 4 years just like a contract, though? Like, that's like
basically he said everywhere he goes. Miami was 4 years, great run, ran out of draft picks. Cleveland, great run, ran out of draft picks. LA, fourth year, oldest team we've seen in NBA history. They're out of draft picks. They're exhausted.
That's a very good point.
I just don't know how you can be a LeBron hype boy and not know Wendy, dude.
Go back to Cleveland, dude.
He wrote the book.
He should.
He wrote more than a game.
He should go back to Cleveland.
Oh, LeBron?
Yeah.
That would be sick, dude. That would be Evan sweet. Mobley and Garland.
That team's good. It's perfect fit.
That's what he did last time. He waited until they got Kyrie and then said,
all right.
That
team's young and good. Don't ruin them.
Ruin them. He's ruin a perfect them. Fit.
Nice, thanks.
Hater. They should actually 13
and
sell
a half?
AD.
Are you taking the 13.5 then? Or?
I mean, I might. I might fade the Lakers.
I thought we were going to get full take them. I thought you got talked into a money line there.
All right, so I'm on the Pistons plus 10.5. Fucking, let's go for the. Hey, let's get the streak. Bucks Nets under. 243.5, right, Mitt?
Yep.
And then Bucks plus a two.
Nets money line, Clippers plus two, please.
Bruce, you want
to? Pistons plus the 9.5. The Bucks plus two. Chicago Bulls money line.
All right, we're rocking with the under of 243.5 Brooklyn Nets at Milwaukee, and then Europe. You get it. And then we're going with the Brooklyn Nets -2, Detroit Pistons +9.5. We got the Atlanta Hawks -5.5, and the LA Clippers +2.5.
Okay. I'm jumping in on the I want to be in on this last day in March. Pistons
you.
Ride. Yeah.
Thank you. I figured you might.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss that one.
Okay, so Detroit Pistons, what is it? +10 team ride.
Team ride.
Let's finish out the streak, boys.
Thank you, Mitt. Footy tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's only one play. There's only one game.
I know.
Our faithful lads. Union Berlin, draw no bet versus Cologne. Thank you very much.
We also have the draw tomorrow.
11:30.
Can't wait.
That's, we know what's going to happen.
U.S., England, Canada, same group.
If Canada would have won last night, they would have been in pot three.
We're at two.
No.
Are they in four?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. It's because they went from rank 33 to 38.
Even though they won the CAF.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Maybe they think Mexico's Lons, maybe they think Lons isn't coming back.
Mexico's at 9.
Do they think Mexico's, Lons isn't coming back?
Mexico's what, third? Yeah. Or U.S. comes third?
What did Mexico do last night?
They won.
Gumpy, I have a legitimate soccer question. How did Italy win the tournament and then not make the World Cup?
It happens from time to time. Holland, Netherlands, they didn't make it a few times with really good teams. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to make. Like if you lose your first few games, you end up in a bad spot. Like, and you end up in one of those one game playoffs. Like anything can happen.
Okay.
Good teams have historically missed throughout the years.
The final table was Canada, Mexico, U.S.
So what the fuck is that?
This guy Joshua Miller in the chat said that Bruce Brown has hit his over points in 9 of the last 10.
You?
Me?
No, Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown. The Nets.
Oh.
Thank you,
Joshua.
Joshua in Brown. The chat. It's good stat.
Thank you.
Yeah, if he wasn't a Net, I'd get his jersey.
You don't like to get it
anyways.
No.
Because you're a fake.
You still got your Knox tarp?
What'd you just say to me?
Nothing. Good luck!
You still got your Knox tarp?
I got my Quickly tarp.
When are the... I've seen the team total wins for NFL other places.
Not on FanDuel yet.
No.
Cold in the market.
So hopefully next week we can go over those.
They
actually might wait till after the draft. I can't remember what they did.
The finals matchups spreads are out for the Final Four. Like if Villanova plays Duke. Yeah.
What are they?
Nova plays Duke. Nova +3.5.
Ooh.
Kansas -4 versus UNC.
Okay.
Kansas +1 versus Duke. North Carolina +1 versus Nova.
So they think Carolina is the worst team in the Final Four.
I guess. I mean, Villanova fucking does it, man. They fucking show up every time.
We'll make those picks tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, maybe we'll talk about a little bit of the groups.
Yeah.
We'll go through NHL and NBA slates. We'll have the tournament, the championship, the basketball championship, the basketball classic tomorrow.
The basketball.
The disrespect that this tournament has gotten.
I mean, I threw it on. I watched a bit. It was 14-2.
Was that, who do we ride the Pilots on? Was that the classic?
I think so, yeah.
Had to have been.
Or the CBI?
I thought CBI stood for the class.
No,
there was just the college basketball.
There was the Invitational and
there's
the
four tournaments.
Is this the first year this has happened? I only remember
the classic.
NIC.
I don't.
Yeah,
I,
these other ones are newer for sure.
No, the CBI has been around for a while. The classic might be brand new.
Wait,
how is it the classic if it's brand new?
It's a great question.
You got to start somewhere.
That's a CBC. Great question. Well, it just knew it couldn't be the Invitational.
True. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.